It's a real pleasure to be talking to my special guest, bass player Oppu from Finnish prog metalers Amorphis. Hi Oppu, how are you doing?
Hi Alison, it's my pleasure. Nice to speak with you.
Oh, you too. Okay, so let's get talking about the new album. Of course, Amorphis is set to release the brand new 13th studio album, Queen of Time, very soon on the 18th of May. So it's been a big build-up for the fans with two singles and four official trailers. So how are you all feeling now it's ready to be unleashed?
Well, it's really exciting. It's like being in a candy store or something. It's like it's kind of weird that being an old guy, it's like us, an old band, it's like we are even more excited than back in the days. Somehow it's like wonderful, and two videos out, and one is coming next Friday from another song.
Oh.
And we have already played a couple songs live in Norway, and we will add, I guess, few songs more to our live set for the tour, which will start on 8th of June in Finland. So we will have we have already been booked for some festival on 2019.
We'll talk about the shows in a little while. Okay.
Yeah,
awesome.
So I guess we will be quite busy for the next couple of years. But the guys are used to that, so
yeah,
it's gonna be all right.
Yeah, keep me out of trouble. Okay, so Queen of Time has 10 tracks, and lots of new areas have been explored this time around, leading your unofficial seventh member, producer Jens Bogren, to describe the album as Amorphis on steroids.
But yeah, it's a good distraction, actually. But Jens did a great job. It's he's an amazing producer, and he has great ideas. And he kind of, you could see from him that he kind of hears things in his head in some weird way while he was like doing pre-production for us in Helsinki after the tour. So he kind of directed us to leave some space for all the stuff he was about to bring in afterwards. So we were like a little bit worrying or wondering that what is this thing? needs to clean up this part for something we don't know. So, but it was a good surprise to hear it. He did a great job, and with all the orchestration and the chorus and stuff like that, which probably could have done those with keyboards, for example. But it's always better to have the proper stuff.
Yeah, I mean, for example, I mean, it's still got that classic Amorphis sound, which is, you know, steeped in the folklore that we used to, but it's got all these additions. For example, the Hellscore Choir, who I know from Orphanland, which are fantastic. And the strings were recorded in Turkey, and you've got Annika van Giersbergen guesting on Amongst Stars. So you've got so many things. So I mean, did some of that come from Jens and some from the band yourself?
We actually didn't come up with any of that. Maybe Anneke was the one who we had in mind.
Yeah.
And actually, I think Esa suggested Akira Takasaki to play on one track, which will be Japanese bonus track. And I think Jens wasn't even aware who Akira was, but anyway, he added up to the album.
Awesome.
But otherwise, I didn't even know that there will be like fiddle and saxophone.
Yeah.
So it was kind of surprising to hear the end result. But anyway, when it comes to the chorus and strings, that's something that Amorphis have used from the day one. Even when we did our first demo, we had his human voice synthesizer on the album. So, I mean, on the demo, on couple of songs. So it's not in a way it's not a new thing for us, but the new thing is that it's done like with a real choir and a real orchestra.
Yes.
And also something new for us, and we are known of wanting to explore things in our music, and this is something totally new for us. And yeah, we are kind of open-minded when it comes to new things, and this is our way to do it this time.
yeah, and I have to say it's fantastic. I really love it.
Great album.
It is. So the album's about the rise and fall of civilization in brief, and of course lyricist Pekka appears for the first time as narrator on the track Daughter of Hate, which is really great for fans to hear. And of course he was in the Wrong Direction video too, so bit of a change of direction there for him.
I think I even haven't met Pekka. Of course, I'm his friend on Facebook and Instagram or whatever, but I think he's doing a great job. And
definitely.
The guys have been working with him with the previous albums as well. And he's kind of writing the lyrics in the timeless way that the Kalevala was written back in the days.
Yeah.
That's the book which we have been using on the 90s. And it's kind of a good thing because our music is timeless as well. So the lyrics fits our music really well. And personally, I kind of like of the idea not to explain the lyrics too much or coming up with certain themes too much, because I tend to enjoy to find my own personal interpretations in the lyrics, so it would kind of boost the music for myself, you know.
Yeah.
It's everyone reads the lyrics in their own way and finds their own meanings, and that's a good thing. I don't think that we need any band members to explain the lyrics any further.
Yeah, that's true. From watching the trailer videos, a few of the band members' favourite tracks seems to be Daughter of Hate. Do you have a favourite on the album?
Daughter of Hate is great, and that has grown as one of my favourites. And as an ace or choker, I would add A Grain of Sand, which is has kind of Slayer vibe on it. And Slayer was one of the bands which inspired Amorphis in the first place, so it's nice to have that kind of influence there as well. So maybe those three songs are my favorite, and it's really hard to pick up the top one. And it could vary from day to another, so it would be vain to speculate.
yeah, agreed. Okay, so it must be a big change for you personally, as you initially had 10 years with Amorphis, then a 17-year absence, your last album being 1999's To an Ela. So how are you feeling being back?
Well, it's great. It's it's sort of familiar to be in a band, but still it's kind of new band because it's much more professional, and we have a sort of great background organization. We have our own stage crew, and the playing is much better, and also the mood in the band is I wouldn't like to use the word mature, but I think I will. We have all matured in a way. The guys are just great, and everyone has developed in playing very much, and we have a for example, I have like a discovered new kinds of music. I'm listening to lots of jazz nowadays, and I played in stoner rock band where it's like important to fill the soundscape with a lot of playing. So I play a lot nowadays in the office as well, much more than I used to do. So yeah, that's basically is how the, still on personal level, it's just like the same, you know. We were good friends, almost brothers, to say, back in the days already, and that remains. I think we had that spiritual connection throughout the years anyway, so it kind of felt for me that I'm part of Morpheus, even through I wasn't in a band, so it was kind of natural thing to enter again. And Tommy Jolton is a great guy, and like a great singer and an awesome stage performer, and Santa is awesome keyboard player, and it's fun to play with the old guys again, so it's all better than it used to be.
I mean, things evolve and change over the years. Like you said, you're more experienced. I mean, I guess recording the album was quite a different experience for you from the older days.
Yeah, because now we have this proper producer. Back in the days, we just tended to make the decisions by ourselves, which is kind of hard when there are six members in a band.
Mm.
It's kind of a kinky to come up with right song order, for example, and stuff like that. But now that we have like a seventh guy who is kind of has that outside perspective of the band and the music, and he usually. Well, Jens has good taste, so he knows the right decisions when it comes to, for example, song arrangements. So the bands usually tend to be too near to the music we compose. So we tend to fall in love with the stuff we do. So it's better to. Better to have an outsider to take the lead and take it to the right direction.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, it's working very well,
It's a good combination. I think, I hope we will continue with Jens.
Okay, so everyone's excited to see Amorphis back on the road again, as you mentioned earlier on. Of course, the Under the Red Cloud tour previously was huge with over 300 shows, and you've already got the US tour scheduled. So I'm thinking that the Queen of Time tour could be similar.
Yeah, I'm sure we will tour like hell for a couple next year. So, it's almost like 100% certain that we will come to UK as well.
Good.
During the tour. I don't know how many times, but we have our first European tour booked for next January.
Right.
And I'm pretty positive that UK is included.
Oh, great. Hope so, yeah. We can't wait to see it. So, of course, you just played your first show in 8 months, which you mentioned in Norway. So how did the new tracks go down with the crowd?
Well, surprisingly good. You know, I saw few people singing the songs, like, by the heart. It was kind of surprising, because I wouldn't, like, learn any band's lyrics before the show, but yeah, it's great to see that there are like hardcore fans who are excited in Amorphis, and yeah, they were received really well.
So which tracks did you play? The two singles and
two singles, because nowadays it's dangerous to play any material which hasn't been released, because there's YouTube, and it's there almost in real time.
And, yes.
But that's also kind of boring thing because it's impossible to try out the new material in a live situation because, for example, in the 90s, we could play the whole album before we even went to the studio.
Yeah.
Because there was no risk of the leakage.
Mm.
So we were in lots better form in the studio back then because we had played those songs live several times already during the studio. So and it's always different to play them in live situation than in the studio or in the rehearsing slot. So it's kind of it's a sad thing that you cannot do such things any longer.
No, it's too risky. Yeah, exactly, indeed, yeah. But it'll be pretty soon that the crowd will hear the new stuff, won't it? So yeah. Did you say next month you're starting in Finland?
Yeah, we will have our first show on 8th of June, and we are playing plenty of the new stuff
there. Oh, brilliant.
And also some like golden classics.
Of course, yeah. Okay. So what are your plans for the official album release day on Friday? Are you doing anything special?
Yeah, we are doing interviews. We have kind of tough schedule then. We are going to start at 7 a.m. In the National TV's studio.
Right.
And we will have a like direct interview for the morning news, and then we will head to some other place with a taxi to do plenty of more interviews, and then we will probably celebrate the release with a dinner among the band members and management.
Yeah. Oh.
Right after having a signature session in the local record store, so
yeah,
it's gonna be a busy day, but mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to it. It's gonna be great fun as well.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Yeah. So what's been your favorite part about the whole Queen of Time process for you?
The process it was surprisingly short because we're scheduled pretty well, and the deadline was quite near to the last Under the Red Cloud gig. So
Well,
it's always good, like fun to arrange the stuff together with the band. That's a nice part.
Mm.
But it was really busy. So it was kind of stressful as well, but I kind of enjoyed in going to Stockholm to Fascination Street Studios to make the drum recordings with the band.
Yeah.
Because we went there at the same time to the studio, and we just played simultaneously while Jens was tracking the drums only.
Right.
And the demo, pilot guitars and basses and stuff like that. So that was the most pleasant experience for me, to play with the band in the studio and have some common time there.
Yeah.
The band members, because we stayed in one flat just next to the studio, and went to eat and for a couple beers after the sessions.
Yeah.
There's some long walks and even some jogging, so that was kind of nice.
Oh, great. Thing. Lots of bonding time.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, cool. So as well as touring, what else is coming up for Amorphis in the future? Is there anything else in the works that we need to know about?
For that I know there's only gigs coming up.
Yeah.
Right now. Nothing that should be mentioned. But there are some surprises which I actually cannot reveal.
Oh.
Sorry.
Sounds interesting.
There's going to be some surprises.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that they will happen in 1 year.
Right.
But maybe next year there will be something special, I think. But for now, we will go to tour, and we will have our new stage set up, which is kind of nice as well. And the first tour will be in North America with Dark Tranquility and Moonspell, which will be really interesting to experience. Like,
That's September, isn't it? September and October.
Some kind of killer lineup. Not to say that the European tour in January wouldn't be like that, but there will be some interesting names as well. I can say that. So, but let's see. We have several visitors on the album. I hope that at least some of them could join us on stage at some stage during the during the tour.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's gonna take time because of the conflicting schedules and stuff like that. So, let's see. There's gonna be surprises, I can tell that.
Yeah, so lots to look forward to, and we'll look out for all the updates. So it's been lovely talking to you. Thank you ever so much for your time, and best wishes for the album and the tour.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, Alison, and hope to see you in UK.
Definitely.
Whenever we come over.
Yes, whenever it is, I'll be looking out. So yes, definitely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.